for which I have made provision. It's about the heart. David can honestly say to God, I've come in the integrity of my heart. He says in the Psalms, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. And a final illustration of this is in Job 31. Job had a lot of stupid friends who gave him bad counsel. For 7 days they said nothing, and then they opened their mouths and all wisdom fled. Their silence was purely golden. And they had this little theology that if you suffer, it's because of sin, right? Pretty typical one. Still a part of Jewish thinking even today. And so his friends give him all these speeches. You've got your family's all dead except for your wife, and there are days when you'd wish she had been killed with everybody else. You know, you got the loss of everything that you own, and you are sick and physically, and there's got to be sin. And so in chapter 31, he says, I've made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I gaze at a virgin? Hey, that's a resolution. Isn't that a resolution? I made a covenant with my eyes. And what is the portion of God from above or the heritage of the Almighty from on high? Is it not calamity to the unjust and disaster to those who work iniquity? He says, I understand that theology. He sees my ways, numbers my steps. If I have walked in falsehood, if my foot has hastened after deceit, then let him weigh me with accurate scales. Let him know my integrity. In other words, he just opens up in transparency, says, God, I'm telling you, I've made these promises. I've done an inventory. I don't see it. Verse 9, if my heart has been enticed by a woman or I have lurked at my neighbor's doorway, may my wife grind for another. Bring it on me, God. I'm not protective. Boy, this is, you're looking into the heart of a righteous man. God, I'm telling you, do whatever you want to me if I deserve it. And it goes on. Verse 13, if I have despised the claim of my male or female slave. Verse 16, if I kept the poor from their desire. Verse 24, if I put my confidence in gold. Verse 38, if the land cries out against me, let it, give it to me, God, bring it on. And this was so frustrating to these three lame theologians. In verse 1 of chapter 32, then these three men ceased answering Job. Why? Because he was righteous where? Where? In his own eyes. You say, that's pretty proud, isn't it? No. No, because if he was proud about it, he wouldn't have been righteous.